Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the date is July 3rd, 2015. We're going to get into it. As you know it, we will be talking about all the stuff coming up with the Jade Helm 15 operation. All hell's breaking loose across the United States. And, of course, fear-mongering. Oh, that's what the United States Congress wants. And get this. As we know it, everybody is trying to fight with each other. Yes, that's right. The end of the world as we know it coming our way. And, of course, we got to check this out. We got all kinds of breaking news. We got all kinds of information that you need to be paying attention to, because when it comes to this stuff, you need to be ready. We got racial division, economic downfall turning around, not only in Greece, but also happening, getting ready to happen in the United States. But people don't realize that. We're going to talk about California and the political war on the vaccine bill. And, of course, other news that has been hidden from you from the mainstream media. All this and more right here on the Jerry Williams radio show. It's going to be a great show. You don't want to leave this because it's going to be awesome. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the show. I'm Jerry Williams. We'll be right back. right, let's get started. Here we go, guys. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about.
Let's start talking about the. Let's get into what's going on here. First and foremost, I want to break off with. We'll get into the main stuff here in a minute, but let's just talk about something here that a lot of people are kind of talking about. Check this out. Professor blames a white for her menstruation problems. Yes, you heard it right here. Zandria Robinson, the recently departed University of Memphis professor who described whiteness as the synonymous with terror, had even more old tweets resurfaced Thursday in which she blames whites for every lethal riot in U.S. history, blasts the Dick and Jane stories for being heteroparticular, and even attributes to her menstruation disorder to whites causing the issue. Robinson's blistering anti-white statements first drew widespread attention thanks to reporting the website Campus Reform on Tuesday. Memphis distanced itself from Robinson, saying she was no longer employed there and deleting her profile page. Initially, there were rumors Memphis had fired Robinson for the tweets, but it turns out that Robinson has simply left the school for a new position over at Rhodes College. Robinson has blatantly made her Twitter feed private, but Thursday, the Campus Reform published the screenshots, several older tweets that show the persistent pattern of hating whites, Christians, and other blacks. One of her tweets, it shows, to be clear, this could have been just trauma from whiteness, severe trauma from microaggressive whiteness hasn't yet been linked with PMDD. I have PMDD, no form of diet modification stopped it completely, like people were in danger around me at least 2 weeks each month, she tweets. So, the professor actually blames her menstruations on whites. Yes. I've heard it. I've heard everything, almost everything by now. You know, when you think you've heard just a little bit, now you hear it all. oh man, just what the heck's wrong with this world? I don't know. Racial division, man. I tell you, you got all this stuff happening. We talked about this the other day, the Confederate flag being taken down, everything in the name of race, racial war. It's just truly amazing that the racial division in the country is starting to spread even more. People are starting to use that for many purposes of getting what they want. Yes. And just when we thought it was even more crazy, believe it or not, they're actually, since the legislation had passed, or should say the law passed for gay marriage, gay and lesbian marriage, it doesn't stop there. Actually, the Supreme Court is now looking into allowing the passing for what they believe is, for men and women to marry more, or mahogany couples to marry more than one person. So having you can have 10 wives, you can have 10 husbands. So they're looking at spreading the new the Supreme Court is looking to pass this new law here. So that will make a lot of people happy, I'm sure, to be able to marry more than one man or more than one woman and have multiple wives and husbands. Yeah, sure, we'll pass all that. That's a great idea. That's, it's crazy what is going on in America. It is really, I don't even know how to say it, disgust me, I guess, but there you have it. I mean, it's just crazy enough that they're pushing for even more and more different laws and these laws to be passed that are really destroying, you know, the Christianity, the Bible, the church, and everything else. By the way, they also, I have found that they're really, they've been trying to push for churches to have to marry gay and lesbians, but now I it seems to appear, I guess what I'm finding out, that they're not being forced now. I guess they're, you know, they're really, it's up to the church now, which I think it should be. That's the way it should be. It should be their right to say whether we want to or not. So that person can find a church if they want to. I mean, you got to remember that, you know, when I went through marriage, you know, I had to go through a series of classes and, you know, stuff like that, talking to the minister. And, you know, so I think that that's important to understand that everybody else should, too. I don't think anybody gets a free pass because they're of a different race, gender, or gay or lesbian, period. So that's what they've been fighting about, this whole thing. They want special, you know, special ideas on this. And by the way, the people in California, of course, are really arguing and fighting in the political war. The people clad in white keep silent vigil in front of the California State Capitol, have a message for Democratic legislators. The thousands who oppose the stricter vaccination mandate signed into law Tuesday aren't backing down. As it turns out, however, neither are the Democrat legislators. In spite of the outcry over Senate Bill 277, which eliminates the personal belief exemption for childhood vaccines, the Democrat-controlled legislature followed up this week by advancing two more bills expanding immunization requirements, including one aimed at child care workers. The result is the battle over the state-mandated vaccines is erupted into an all-out political war. And a recall effort has begun against Senator Richard Pan, a Democrat and pediatrician who sponsored the SB 277, along with the campaign to repeal the bill. They have awoken a sleeping giant that is not going away, and it is going to get bigger, said Christina Hillebrand, a Bay Area resident who founded a voice for choice to fight mandatory vaccinations. So California is really fighting. People are really upset on outcry about vaccinating their children. A lot of them are being mandated. That's what they're talking about here. They are mandated. They have to vaccinate their children. Now, a lot of people don't want to vaccinate. Some people don't because, you know, the health risks that are involved in vaccinating your children. I can tell you right now, I don't take, you know, when it comes to the swine flu viruses, you know, shots and the, what they call it, H1N1 flu shots and all these flu vaccines and pneumonias. I don't take them. You know why? Because I don't get sick. But I'm not going to take some vaccine that they're going to force me to take. Because when they do vaccines, they, you know, who knows what they're doing to you? I mean, you could be a guinea pig for the system. And that's what you got to watch out for. I mean, you don't know what the heck's in those things, and you don't know how it's going to respond to your system. So, you know, I'm against it. I think that they should repeal that. So California, I mean, not only myself probably would say that that's, you know, not a good idea. Many Californians think the same way, and so does even like Jim Carrey, who opposed to this, said, no, we don't want it. So I think it's great that people are fighting up for, standing up for what they believe in. So good going out there in California. Keep it up. You know, vaccines are not, you know, we've had people that come on and talk about how, you know, their children were sick, had, you know, asthma problems and all kinds of stuff due to vaccines. So you've got to remember, it should be up to the parents. It should be up their rights whether to vaccinate their children. I mean, come on. It's not, you know, and by the way, a lot of this crap is pharmaceutical ways of making money, to be honest with you. And, you know, who's a part of that? Well, the system. The Obamacare program, which is something that's been put in place, which, you know, is going to force, I guarantee it's going to force vaccines. And when people get on this system of Obamacare, they're going to be forced to do things, and they're not going to like it. And it's because they will. I mean, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, you have our insurance. You have the insurance program. You got to do what we tell you to do, or we will kick you out and you'll have to pay for it. That means you'll be fined for not doing this. That's what's going to happen here. So, I mean, we are in a socialistic society, thanks to our dictator and government that we have. I don't care, by the way, what politician get in there. They're really messed up. However, we need somebody in there that will change what all this is about. Who knows the truth about the system and who will not play along with that system as well. I mean, there are people out there, I'm sure, that would do it. Here's something that's really crazy. You know, sources tell CBS News special TSA agents are assigned to large transport hubs and terrorism teams are watching potential suspects. They are talking about terrorism this weekend. You know, watch out for the 4th of July. Watch out New York. You know, dirty bomb might take place. Be careful, you know, if you're in the New York area. Be careful if you're going to be on trains, subways. Be careful if you're going to fly. Be careful. Don't buy fireworks because fireworks might have, you know, some kind of explosive there thanks to ISIS. You know, they have really terrorized the people. You can't tell me that terrorism is not caused by some person who's Islamic or somebody who is, you know, in a cave over in Afghanistan somewhere, you know, yelling out certain words. I mean, our government, these guys who wear $1 million, you know, suits and stuff, these guys are terrorists as well. And that's what they do. They mention words to terrorize the people. They play fear tactics and they place his fear upon the people. So they're trying to scare the heck out of people, making them scared to death. It's called fear tactics, and this is what they're doing with terrorism. Now, crazy enough, Fox News, they had new details emerged about the 4th of July terror threats, and it came out. It might have been today. Take a listen to what they talk about here. It says, authorities warn of possible ISIS-inspired terror threats over the 4th of July weekend. And you know what's funny is, here we are, we're coming around the corner. July 7th is supposed to be the beginning of that Jade Helm 15, where they drop troops into the cities of these seven states, which I believe it's all over the country, to do unrest or civil unrest, and they are going to do this operation. Isn't it kind of odd or ironic how all this crap has taken place in these last past weeks building up to July 7th? I'm just saying, it's common sense. Think about it. All right, let's go ahead and get to this audio pertaining to authorities warning about the possible ISIS-inspired terror threat over the 4th of July weekend. Take a listen.
Tonight, we are getting new details on Islamic State sympathizers inside America ahead of warnings about a possible terror attack over the 4th of July weekend. Good evening and welcome to the Kelly File on location, everyone. I'm Megan Kelly. Tonight, we are learning more about the reasons for the recent security worries as Independence Day approaches. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee today released new figures on ISIS supporters inside the United States, revealing that over the last 18 months, more than 200 Americans have joined or attempted to join the jihadis overseas. 55 ISIS supporters have been arrested on American soil just this year alone. And since 2014, the terror group has waged 47 plots or attacks against Western targets, including 11 inside the U.S. The FBI is now warning law enforcement agencies across the country to beef up security. In New York, the NYPD is planning to deploy more than 7,000 officers, including snipers and spotters, to protect the areas around the Macy's fireworks show, in addition to those patrolling the rest of the city. The NYPD is calling its efforts unprecedented.
This may be potentially the most complex counterterrorism overlay for this event ever.
Catherine Herridge is live in Washington with the very latest tonight. Catherine?
Well, Megan, tonight an investigative source who tracks terror social media for the U.S. intelligence community says the chatter is up, adding that this appears to be one of the most severe threat environments we have seen in a decade. Across the nation tonight, there is a visible security presence, and Fox News is told that recent arrests of alleged ISIS supporters inside the United States, about a dozen in the last 2 weeks, are connected. And the common link is an ISIS recruiter who goes by the Twitter handle AllBritanni. From his post overseas, he not only recruits, but drives homegrown operatives to cross the threshold to violence. AllBritanni is a familiar name because we confirmed back in May he was communicating with the two shooters in Garland, Texas, who tried and failed to take out the Prophet Muhammad cartoon drawing contest. Based on his Twitter feed, AllBritanni seemed to have foreknowledge of the plot. And there's also been a shift in the FBI's strategy, opting to pick up suspected homegrown terrorists, get them off the street on minor charges, rather than take the risk, keep them under surveillance, and build a more substantial case. Because the time between making contact with ISIS and going operational, what they call the flash to bang, can be only days.
We didn't know about these things, and people need to be put on the alert. I know it makes them anxious, but better anxious than dead. They need to be aware of their surroundings. They need to know that there is what to do if there is one, how to get out, how to run away, and be alert.
And today, the Air Force canceled July 4th celebrations at two air bases in England because the threat there is judged to be severe. Incredible, Megan. Catherine, thank you. Joining me now with more on the terror alert, former Assistant FBI Director Ron Hosko and Brad Thor, who served as a member of the Department of Homeland Security's Analytic Red Cell Unit and is also the author of the new book, Code of Conduct. Guys, thank you very much for being here. Ron, let me start with you. Is it just the uptick in ISIS attacks that we have seen overseas, plus I realize we've had five arrests of ISIS members in the past week in New York City, or is there more to it? Is there chatter? Is there coordination that we believe has taken place?
Well, there's very much more to it, and not the least of it is just the difference in recruitment techniques that we see from ISIS than we did from, say, Al-Qaeda 10 or 12 years ago. We have, in effect, with this ISIS threat, people through social media, through very slick productions, in effect, standing up on a hilltop domestically with a bullhorn, screaming calls to action and calls to kill. And the calls are not for necessarily get on a plane and come to Syria to fight with us and be trained and you know get your mindset in jihad, but it is a call for an opportunity that you might take here, use the tools available, the time available, and the targets available at a time of your choosing. So it is very concerning.
What do you make, Ron, of the possibility of soft targets and the danger there? Because we heard the NYPD come out today and say New York City's been so locked down, they don't think that's where it's going to happen. They think, and by the way, just in case the viewers missed this earlier in the week, the former deputy head of the CIA said he believed on Sunday, that this following Sunday, meaning in 2 days from now, 3 days from now, he believes we will be talking about an attack having happened in the United States. So the NYPD comes out today and says New York City's locked down. It's soft targets. And what we saw last week in Tunisia was a guy concealing a weapon in an umbrella on a beach.
Right. So we have seen domestically what a well-armed person can do against a soft target. We saw it in South Carolina 2 weeks ago. We have seen it in Newtown. We've seen it at the Navy Yard 2 years ago. So a motivated person or a sick person or a combination of those can do great damage against a soft target. I agree with New York police. The same will be true here on the 4th of July, where resources are surged. Whether you see them or you don't, they are being surged. They are leaning forward into this threat, into this season that we are in. And so the opportunities are greater against a soft target, and ISIS is willing to accept that. Do the maximum damage as possible. They will claim credit, and you will die.
Brad, you've studied this group, and you say that right now ISIS is facing a propaganda challenge, given that it's no longer shocking people in the Middle East.
and thus that is in part the reason for what we're seeing in terms of the focus on America.
Listen, anytime any group can get great media exposure, it's good for them and it helps the recruiting efforts. People in the United States need to realize that this is a very, very sophisticated group. Even though we're seeing horrific acts of barbarism out of these cowards in the Middle East, we're talking about people that are advanced degrees, PhD people, the core ISIS people, and they're recruiting very intelligent, very well-educated, fighting-age males here in the United States. And I'll tell you, it's not even the police that are going to spot the next attack. It's you, Megan. It's your babysitter. It's me. It's my wife. This weekend, I get it. People have fatigue about terrorist attacks and all this kind of stuff. This is not the boy who cried wolf. This weekend, people need to have their heads on a swivel. Pay attention. If you see something, you really do need to say something.
The propaganda value to them in attacking on U.S. soil, and in particular on the July 4th weekend, would obviously be enormous.
Oh, it's huge. And dates are very significant, particularly for Islamic terrorists. They love it. They would love nothing more than to hit us on the 4th of July. It would have great play all around the Middle East, and it would be a great propaganda and recruiting tool for going forward. So they've got everything to gain by launching an attack or multiple attacks this weekend. And I do share that feeling of, you know what, I'm worried we're going to be back Monday saying, you know what, unfortunately we were right. But if people keep their eyes open, we may be able to stop this.
Wow. Happy 4th. Great to see you both.
Thanks, Megan. Be safe.
All right. So, you know, that, I mean, again, that's fear tactics, fear mongering. You know, obviously they're suspecting that there's going to be some sort of terrorist attack over the 4th of July weekend. They're telling people to keep your eyes peeled so that way you know if you see something, you need to be prepared. And you got to watch out for it. That's what they're saying. the fear tactics do work with people, though. It really does. So all this stuff taking place this weekend, I mean, yeah, we're going into the 4th of July tomorrow. Yes, we should have a wonderful, hopefully, 4th of July. Don't freak out too much. That's all I can say. Let's look at something else that people are talking about. As we know, all this crap is happening over in Greece, you know, they have this monetary, money system where they're actually, everything's frozen. Bank accounts frozen. People can't get, $66 a day out of the ATMs. I mean, all hell's breaking loose in Greece. Their economy is turned upside down. And what we need to really be paying attention to is this happening to the United States, because the United States is heading down that same road of an economic, downturn that's going to spiral out of control. And again, like I said, people just need to be really kind of cautious of that. So let's take a listen to this next audio. Is the new world currency backed by gold revealed? They're talking about breaking new world reserve currency, the breaking news, which is new world reserve currency backed by gold revealed. That means they're going to suck the gold from the people. What they do is they have a higher price on gold. People start cashing it in. Next thing you know, they freeze bank accounts, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? So the death blow to the dollar, even our allies are abandoning the U.S. Businessmen, businesswomen are leaving the U.S. They know something's up. They see an economic collapse coming, and it's going to be just like Greece. So if you don't have any money saved back, you're going to be one of those people in trouble.
But I wanted to get Ted on, because this is things he was on 10 years ago talking about naked short going on against gold and silver to artificially drive down the price. He was on breaking down universities and governments hoarding gold while having, you know, tungsten-coated gold bars. He was talking about Germany wanting its gold back before it was a lot of top sources. He's in the top 10 gold companies in the United States, probably the top five. But so there's a lot of inside baseball sources. And I just wanted to get him on. China wants its gold back from the U.S. Bloomberg reports Texas has asked for its gold back, saying they believe the government could collapse and that the Federal Reserve's private and that they don't trust it being there. The governor basically said, hey, listen, Texas is unique, it's stable, it's strong, and we can show that by letting our state's individuals know this, yes, Texas has $1 billion worth of gold. Does your state have $1 billion worth of gold? So it's definitely a move against the globalists. Germany wants their gold back. Bloomberg reports they won't give it back. Gold now getting released is covered it's covered in gold, but it's tungsten. Ron Paul says the stock market day of reckoning is near. So all of this is happening, and I haven't really plugged gold in about 2 years because I've had the guest on, and it's come out just like interest rates and currency rates are staged. It's been in the news, and just like it's come out that home loans have been rigged at the central bank level. It's all rigged. Even the Rolling Stone reports that. London Guardian reports that. And yes, now they admit that the big banks have been naked shorting, putting paper in the market as physical gold, selling it for prices way below what it's worth, but never actually selling the gold to drive down the price. It'd be like if people started selling Ferraris, the $1.5 million, 1,000-horsepower Ferrari for $10,000.
The Enzo.
Or the Enzo. If they started selling it for $10,000, suddenly you'd see the market on Ferraris go from $1.5 million for the top Ferrari down to $500,000. Now, no real Ferraris were sold for $10,000, but if the market started doing that, it would drive down the price. This is that way while they're busy hoarding it. Universities around the world are getting millions in gold. UT holds several billion that they just got. But I've been quietly buying a few coins here, some silver there, while the price has been lower. Used to be 300, went up to 2,000, gone down to, 1,200 or whatever. Doesn't matter. I hold it as an emergency backup. But I believe now is the time to get back into gold and silver, the safest time for me to be able to promote it and really feel like it's going to be going back up. I've always known it will, because this thing will come down at some point. Even if there's a depression in real assets, it will come back up down the road for long-term holders. But now I feel safe, after 2 years of not promoting it, to have Ted back on, and he didn't even ask to come on. I just said, I think we've got to get Ted on to plug some gold and silver, but that'll be 2 minutes at the end of the talk here in like 10, 15 minutes. I've had him on hold for 15, and I apologize. Ted, I'm kind of ranting, making your case here for you, but what do you make of Texas and others wanting their gold back? All this other behavior we see, runs on banks in Greece, similar regulations coming in, the Fed's announcing internal passports to travel next year. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, you're right about that, Alex. I can tell you what, the reason why Texas wants to get their gold back is because they don't trust the Federal Reserve System to hold it for them, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't have them do it either. With Greece falling apart and everything that's happening in the United States, Puerto Rico trying to file bankruptcy, you would think gold would be going up right now. Obviously, there's manipulation. Obviously, the Fed would like to see people stay on the paper assets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been skyrocketing. Gold has been the loser for the last couple of years, but fundamentally, you would think that it would be going up like crazy. In 2008, 2009, Greece falling apart like it has, we'd have gold shooting up like a rocket. Right now, Janet Yellen is wondering, well, do we raise interest rates yet? Maybe we should wait till people get better. Wage increases should come out first. It's a big manipulative game, and that's why people in Texas want to get their gold home rather than having it stored over there. The bottom line is that, when the house of cards falls apart, like Ron Paul was talking about, when everything falls apart, it's the United States debt, it's the national debt, it's the world debt. I mean, I don't know.
State, local, private, it is a hellstorm of debt. The world's never seen anything close to this.
I know, it's just amazing. I mean, I don't know. I went back I haven't looked at this in a long time. I'm looking at the national debt clock online, and this thing is ticking away. It looks like a time bomb ready to go off. It looks like a science fiction film or something out of James Bond.
Well, we are in a science fiction movie.
That's the whole thing, Alex. So how in the world can we expect to see no problems, no catastrophe,
Well, everywhere else, hell is breaking loose. That's the thing, and we're still here thinking everything's fine. But as Ron Paul said 30 minutes ago, we're really in a depression. Every indicator shows a depression.
And yet still, here we are looking at $1,165.50 gold. It's down $3.80. I have the feeling if they took a U.S. Eagle and strapped jet rockets on it and lit it off, that thing wouldn't make it off the ground. It just can't be, it can't be pushed upward.
But meanwhile, the elites are buying it faster than ever. That's even admitted, as now Spain tries to ban physical holding of gold. Well, we know what happened during the Great Depression. First, they banned it, and a year later, increased the price. Explain how this works, Ted.
Well, that's what they did. Of course, they even did that in 1933. When they confiscated gold from the United States citizens in 1933, they did it at $26 an ounce. They raised it to $36 the year afterwards. When they take gold away, see, they have the ability to manipulate the gold prices. They can quietly buy the gold prices, keep the interest rates low, make equities look really attractive. Meanwhile, while they're quietly sopping up all the precious metals for their own ownership, then things break loose. All of a sudden, the prices start to go up. I mean, you even see Warren Buffett getting into silver and gold at this time. And I just need to say, this reminds me of like 1982 and the year 2006, when we had gold trading at about $250 an ounce. Silver was trading just right around $350, and all of a sudden it starts to go up from there. But for some reason, while the market is down like this, it's almost impossible to convince people to get in. But here we are sitting here after inflationary dollars. We're looking at the same pricing, and people should be getting involved in the market while it's soft like this. You bet when the market starts to rise and everything starts to run, the quantities and the supply of what's available in the marketplace is going to dry up. Premiums are going to explode again. And
well, Ted, you know, because I bought all my gold from you because you have the best prices out there from my experience, just as an average basis. I don't call you when gold's going up buying gold. I call you now when it's low. And that's what I'm doing now. And people just do not listen to the common sense. At least most of them don't. All the indicators are that it's almost impossible for them to keep holding down gold and silver.
This is an American president. Just as puppets, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Ted, it's crazy. I'm talking to Ted Anderson here, owner of the GCN Radio Network that you're listening to right now. He also owns Midas Resources. Classic case of a kid who started right out of high school working at a gold and silver company and then starting his own, now one of the most successful in the world because of low prices and good service, MidasResources.com. And I'm going to do a brief plug here for a gold and silver special and some other stuff that's a great deal today, just very briefly here, because I don't expect people to actually do the smart thing for whatever reason and buy at what I believe is the bottom of the market when we know they're manipulating it down, when we know the paper is so dangerous. I expect people, though, to remember this fall when it starts racing up. I believe it will. Not a prediction. It's just what I believe. And if they can continue to suppress it, I'll be surprised. But regardless, I'm not just going to be all in paper and all in stuff they can take and grab out of my bank account. I've got to be able to go to a safety deposit box, go wherever, cash some stuff in, and meet payroll if I have to. This cashless society is about total control, and everything we warn people about is now starting to happen. I mean, Ted, it's scary to see Greeks having their bank account money kept, and they can only get out. First, it was 66 euros a day. Now it's 100 a month. And then they started holding Americans and Europeans' money that they paid into PayPal and other systems. Central banks started taking the money from the resorts and just stealing people's money. Did you see that in the news yesterday? As a punishment to Greece. It shows how these mega banks are completely criminal and will do anything.
And they're trying to push around Greece because they want their way. They want them to stay in the European Union. They want them to continue on making their debt payments, which just enslaves the people. The people are saying, no, we want to get away from this system. And it's a tug of war. It's a fight. And it's going to be God knows what the end result is going to be. It could be a war even, you know. It's just ridiculous what these banks will do in order to keep control of a country and the people that they serve. It's just amazing.
But exactly. And now the TSA announces a national ID card through your state driver's license. If your state doesn't adopt it, you won't be able to fly next year. That's an internal passport. We knew that was coming. they're talking about not letting us have cash here. IMF orders U.S. tour operators to withhold payments to Greek hotels. Boom. People go. That's a Paul Watson article. You go buy your trip, and then the tour operators told don't pay it to the Greek hotels. I mean, that's what they tried on Iceland, Ted.
But you know, you shouldn't be surprised by this because this stuff has been going on for years. You're going to have manipulation. You're going to have forced manipulation. And when you take a look at what the central banks did, even in World War II, by supporting Hitler and also supporting the European countries that were being attacked.
It's crazy.
I mean, you know, it gets beyond the pale here. There's no question about it. And Ron Paul talks about liberty. I mean, my God, you want to have liberty, get away from their currency. That's the answer.
I agree.
Get away,
Ted,
from their currency.
I'm going to hold you for 5 more minutes, but what you told me you'd have something really special today for listeners who call 800-686-2237. What is it?
Buy the recognizable, tradable items like the old dimes. They're trading for $2,055 per bag of 1,000. Walking Liberty halves are $1,105 right now. There's a lot of things that you can get into, but you need to have something that's recognizable and something that can be used as money.
So you've got the old silver dimes. That's an amazing deal. You've got Walking Liberties. You've got a lot of stuff. When folks call 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, owner of GCNLive.com, is our guest. Ted, let's just finish up with a little pitch for folks for gold and silver. When they do buy it from you, they get a good price, good service, and it helps the whole network and the rest of it. But, I mean, I really got you on today to talk about how surreal it is, for me at least, I want to get your take, to watch Texas and all these universities cashing in cash and getting gold, like UT, Harvard, you name it, Berkeley, other governments, the Chinese government, they're all hoarding gold while telling people you don't need gold and silver. I mean, I don't see them being able to suppress the price forever, and I just go with my gut. I think I've had you on once in 2 years and had you on just as a guest. I've had you on about other news and radio a few times, but I just have a gut feeling. Maybe I'm wrong. They can come up with some new manipulation. I just don't know how they're going to suppress gold prices while the elites themselves are gobbling it all up. Ted?
Well, I mean, truth be told, I suppose we have a couple of more months where things are going to piddle around where it is right now. I would suspect that we'll have prices go up like it usually does in the fall. However, the last couple of falls, it hadn't happened. We did have quite a bull market, and the bear market swing came along. But you go through that cycle, and now we're sitting here at the bottom side of the market. There's so many problems that are out there. We are going to have continued problems in the future, and you take a look at that debt clock, you look at what's going on in Europe, you look at what's going on here in the United States, and like you're saying, UT, the state of Texas, all these different places, you know, Warren Buffett, for one, the central banks. Why would the central banks be buying gold when they're not, when it's their own currency that they can have for free? The reason why they're doing that is because they know that there's no value in their money. And as the debt rises,
sure,
the supply of money increases, it drives the value of their paper down. It just does.
Well, Ted, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I've always been told this by top folks. It's been proposed at Davos. You know that. But now they're starting to float a global SDR, strategic drawing right. That's how when I ship packages overseas with USPS, it's already denominated in SDRs. They admit they want to have 10% to 30% gold-backed or a spectrum of metals-backed global new currency when the dollar and others go down. You'll still have dollars, you'll still have yens, yuans, euros, but they'll be tied to that global unified SDR. And when that happens, gold's going to go up like a rocket, and the elites will be positioned with it. What's your intel on that?
Well, isn't it just enough to hear that when the dollar drops in value, they'll have something that holds more value? That strategy alone should put people into precious metals or at least make them think twice about it. I get it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been running up. It's hard to get out of that market when you're making money. It's tough. It's really hard to sell something that's up and making you money. You want to stay with it. And you definitely do not want to move into something that has not been produced.
But you don't want to get left with a hanger name when they're passing it around.
Exactly. Well, if you can get out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, even take 10% out of that market and move into precious metals that's down right now, I mean, all of the newsletter writers and the forecasters and the people that are experts are saying you have to diversify in this way. It's called balancing your portfolio.
The ultimate you-know-what storm is here. I mean, Ted, how much crazier can it get? How much bigger can the bubble get till it pops? I mean, it is ginormous.
I know, and it already baffles me that it is where it is. But here you have Yellen talking about raising the interest rates, and she knows that her back is up against the wall. Interest rates go up, the United States debt goes crazy, we can't afford it no more, things collapse. That's the bottom line.
And then what happens to gold? I mean, some argue it'll drive it down because of a depression, but if the currency's being devalued, it would go up. I mean, it's just bottom line, when you don't know what's going to happen, you need to have a basket of things so that something goes up, something goes down. You're not left with your butt hanging out. You don't want to be a one-crop economy in the stock market, folks. Midas Resources, 800-686-2237.
All right, so, you know, as we can see that the world economy, well, within the United States, the gold standard, everything that's going on, all this stuff that's happening, it's pretty amazing because, by the way, this is when, noise suppression, I forgot. I had to think about this term I was going to put out here, noise suppression. But it really is amazing that the stuff that's going on with the gold standard, not gold standard, but with the gold, you know, it's rising. But however, we got to remember that when there is all this, you know, high interest rates and higher interest rates on the people, everything is growing in pricing. The market falls, everything collapses. People don't have enough money to spend. And with that said,
that causes a problem.
That causes a big problem. And there's a noise suppression off. So that causes more of a problem than that meets the eye. So that, I mean, you just got to remember that's what it is. And that's what we're dealing with is just everything in general with this whole situation that is occurring and what's coming up. So it kind of bothers me a little bit to think that, you know, we need to be, you know, on guard thinking about what's going to happen. Like I said, Jade Helm 15 is coming up around July 7th, which, folks, anytime they drop military into the civilian areas, I'm talking about in the cities, they got army bases. They got military bases, not army. I mean, just army and Marines and everybody. I mean, Air Force, Navy. They got bases that they can use for these operations, these drills. But they're doing it in cities across the United States is an operation dropping military in the streets. I mean, you had heard the audios from the military from these, that came from Fort Bragg. I mean, they were telling the truth. They're telling you the people what they're going to be doing. They're going to be working with Department of Homeland Security. Department of Homeland Security. I mean, that's crazy.
Okay, hit that speaker real quick. Speaker. No, hit the button there, speaker. I'm talking to somebody, guys. Speaker, there, yep. So this is why we're having so much difficulty understanding. I mean, because with Jade Helm 15 operation going on, we're talking about a global elite takeover. Martial law into effect. I believe that this is what's going to happen. That's what we're going to see come around the corner here, is a martial law takeover. And with martial law takeover, you know, they can basically put military in the streets, which they're going to do anyway. Matter of fact, with them introducing the military to the streets, I mean, they're doing it with the Jade Helm operation. So if there's a chemical attack, let's say there's a nuclear attack. Let's say that they think or they know something is about ready to occur. Would they put the military in the streets? I mean, absolutely, they're going to not panic the people, but they know something is going to happen. So when you look at how Jade Helm is, it is weird because it's all across the coastline of the West Coast, down to the southern border, all the way across to the East Coast, actually. So it is basically as if they're taking control of the outer banks and then moving inward. We're seeing these operations take place as we speak anyway. I mean, you're seeing it, people reporting this stuff at Florida. They're reporting this across in Colorado, Washington, in Seattle. They seem, you know, military presence, you know, where they've been parking vehicles. And it's not just, you know, like somebody saying, okay, well, they're parking military vehicles because there's an army base. Maybe they got over it, so they're going to park all their vehicles at a storage abandoned space. Okay, well, think about that for a minute. That would be okay, and I can believe something like that. But think about this. Why are they using the same type of crates? We're talking about crates that they store stuff in, inside these fence lines that have the same names of Fidelity Technologies and armored vehicles and ammunition boxes and all this crap and biological suits and everything. Why do they have the same thing all across the United States? Why do they have, you know, tarp tents and they have it fenced in? Why do they have the, you know, the FEMA buses there? Why do they have Department of Homeland Security buses or would look like campers there? So that means something is going on. I mean, a while back they exposed coffins. I mean, real legitimate coffins that were FEMA coffins. Have you ever heard of those? I mean, really. This stuff is real. I mean, it's not something that I'm making up. It's just realistic. So it's not something that, you know, I could sit here and say, well, it's just I'm making it up just to tell you this. I mean, it's in the news. I mean, it's in, people say, well, where do I see the news? Well, in the mainstream media, you're not going to see or hear anything like this because they don't want you to know everything. Well, do you think they would? If they told you everything, do you think they would want you to know? No. They want you to be distracted. They want you to look at Caitlyn Jenner and all this other crap going on. Basically, I believe the Confederate flag thing, and I believe that all this other stuff that's going on, not only the Confederate flag, but the, you know, gay and lesbian Senate bill being passed, I mean, or a federal law being passed, I think all that stuff is a distraction. I think it's a way for them to distract the American people from what the truth is and what they're about ready to do, and that is to take control of what's about ready to occur. That's what this is all about. It's a way for them to take control. And they're about ready to do it, too, guys. I mean, and gals, they're about ready to do it. I mean, I don't think people out there are really paying attention to this, but it's really what it is. Okay, I'm going to click this. I got to click something here real quick. Speaker off. It's really getting in my ear, guys. John, I'm taking my speaker off, okay? All right, so sorry about that. It was getting in my ear. Okay, so Oregon State issues gag order against opposing same-sex marriage. Gag order is meant to stop couple from publicly speaking out about non-baking cakes for same-sex weddings. Oh, boy. In a sign of an overt fascism and religious persecution to come in the wake of the left emboldened by the Supreme Court's recent gay marriage ruling, a judge in Oregon has issued a gag order denying the two Christian bakeries owners from speaking out against same-sex marriage. The Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries hereby orders Aaron and Melissa Klein to cease and desist from publicly or publishing, circulating, issuing, or displaying, or causing to be published any communication to the effect that any of the accommodations will be refused within form from or denied to, or that any discrimination be made against the person or account of their sexual orientation. Administrative law Judge Alan Avakian wrote that. So the gag order is meant to stop Aaron and Melissa Klein from publicly speaking out about their desire not to bake cakes for same-sex weddings. The state's order came from Klein's
were interviewed by the Family Research Council of Tony Perkins, and after the state fined the Kleins, $135,000 for emotional damages incurred by a lesbian couple, the Kleins refused to bake their wedding cake. This is the kind of fascist oppression that was always in the end game of the left. Pushing for same-sex marriage was apparent to anyone familiar with left tactics. The push came from the push from the same-sex marriage was always nothing more than left sheep's clothing into a crusade to destroy Christians and to Christian churches. By adhering to the word of God, the left will label Christian bigots as haters and use the power of the boycotts and to the state to punish and silence us. Bam, there they go. Oh man, you can't even, you know what's crazy is, you know, that you don't even have the right, you don't even have the right for what you believe in. So if you say, I believe in that, I don't want to support this, you know, that's what you believe. But you can't even do that anymore. Man, okay. So as crazy as it is, there you go, man. I'm telling you. I feel sorry for that couple, man. That's what happens, you know. And as we reported yesterday in Warren County, Ohio, a black African-American teacher who was worked with handicapped, disabled children who don't have verbal skills, they do not communicate. There was a one boy that she actually beat and threw markers at. And as she threw the marker and beat him, she picked it up and said, "Yes, Your Highness, is there anything else you need?" And then said, "This is why my people fought so that we wouldn't have to serve white people." And said that to this young boy who's handicapped. I mean, she shouldn't just be fired. She should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law here in Ohio. I'm all for that. I'm telling you, getting out of hand, racial division. It's, you know, the world, America is coming under attack. It's definitely coming to that point to where it's becoming a very serious situation. And it really does bother me. So, I mean, it's I don't know. I just think that it really does bother me when we see this and we see what's happening here. All right. So let's get to this. By the way, Jesse Ventura is stepping into the ring for the political. Did you guys hear about this? Jesse Ventura is stepping in for presidential candidate to run against other nominees. Now, Jesse Ventura would like to have Ron Paul run with him. And, of course, if you had Ron Paul and you had Jesse Ventura, he said he would actually make Ron Paul a part of the federal for the finance of the Department of Treasury so he could take care of the Federal Reserves and all them. So, believe it or not, what a great combination. Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, who are running for president. I mean, that actually might throw a couple monkey wrenches into the whole engine here. All right, let's go to the Alex Jones Show as they talk about Jesse Ventura and Ron Paul and all this bull crap that's going on, demonstrating the U.S. flags and bull crap and everything else. So let's take a listen.
No one else knows. And, of course, the one American just quasi knows that it has to do with the founding of the country in 1776. They get the year wrong. And, of course, a few days ago, he was out there, and most Americans want to ban the American flag. I mean, ban it, not just get rid of it. They want it banned. So the video is up on Infowars.com. Americans have no idea why they are celebrating the 4th of July. This is why we're in so much trouble. Because we have a scientifically rewired, brain-damaged population that is completely servile and, quite frankly, not even conscious, not even human.
Although the government admits it has no credible evidence of a potential terror attack taking place over the 4th of July holiday.
All right, let me pause that for just a second here. And we had some technical issues, like always. Anytime we get into the whole part of Alex Jones or we're dealing with something that, that deals with that, we always get into something that, deals with Alex Jones. And next thing you know, I mean, anytime we talk about this stuff, we always get issues with our show. Something happens. I mean, when you're starting to get onto the truth, guys, when the truth comes, the truth will set you free. Yes, it will. But it's a way that it does this to where they don't want you to hear the truth. And, yeah, does it bother me? Yes, it does. Does it make me mad? Yes, it does. But let's get back to Alex Jones. Here he is.
We get contacted by Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. That in Greece, multinational banks that own the EU, Federal Reserve, that have taken over the country through fraud, are withholding PayPal and other credit card payments through the fulfillment merchant accounts to major Greek resorts and hotels, killing tourism, which is an act of economic piracy outside of law, an act of terrorism. Similar things were done at first against Iceland 5 years ago when they refused to pay the debts, but it turned out 90-plus percent of which were not their debts. And so the Greek military says they're prepared to put down the public, they're going to ignore their vote, and they are going to put in a VAT tax over all the other taxes designed to fully bankrupt what they have left. And consolidate the nation. But the globalists aren't waiting. They are going ahead with grabbing your money that you've paid for your Greek vacation and stealing it. This is the cashless society. This is why they want us doing everything online. This is where the world's going when they have full control. In fact, I will get into why America had been different, why it was so special at the bottom of the hour, and play the latest video that's on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. That went up last night. In fact, I'm going to have it reposted to the top of Infowars.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from on July 4th, 1776. In fact, the people they talked to in California thought that it was secession from the South. When the Civil War was the opposite of that from the perspective of the North. I mean, they're doubly ignorant, doubly wrong, violently ignorant, violently stupid. And by violently, this type of ignorance is what emboldens our enemies. This is the ocean in which these megalodons of oppression swim. We have a plague of corruption that is upon us. We're like a body that has no immune system. And we're not living in a bubble. We're living in a world full of political diseases. And all over the U.S. there are flag burnings of the stars and stripes going on as calls to ban the American flag spread, with the leftists all over the country burning American flags. They're coming out of the woodwork. They don't know who they are. They don't know what planet they're from. They can hardly talk, but they can say, racist, racist, racist. I told you 2 weeks ago, burn the rebel battle flag, burn the American flag next. And make no mistake, the globalists hate the rebel flag because it symbolizes rebellion against central power. It was never about slavery, and any racist can adopt any symbol they want. If somebody wears a cross around their neck and goes and kills people, do we ban it? If somebody wears a star around their neck, do we ban the image of a star? It's total totalitarianism, TP. When someone else does something and then you get blamed for it as a collective group. But speaking of the cashless society that's almost in place, and then the globalists can control everything you do, track everything you do, raise taxes, nowhere to escape, in their own words, they admit they're setting this up, they will feed everything into the collapsing global derivatives by design, on the other side, a global cashless society. Opted his Americana ideas. That said, former Congressman Ron Paul joins us. I want to cover the waterfront with him. First off, a few weeks ago, you put out an alert saying that get ready for serious crises in the stock market. You talked about problems in the bond market. You said a day of reckoning was coming. We're getting closer to the big event. In your own words, being a Von Mises Institute fellow, being on the banking committee, understanding the inside baseball, is the day of judgment for the Federal Reserve and other private central banks coming?
Yeah, I think for the not to come would be a surprise to me. And you've been involved in this a long time. I mean, it wasn't like you didn't know what was happening with the housing bubble. And we had the NASDAQ bubble. And now we have other bubbles. We still have another stock market bubble, and there's another housing bubble going on. But the big bubble, I think, is in the bond bubble. It's been going on for 35 years, taking interest rates from 21% down to actually negative. And they've been getting away with it. So this means distortion. Not only is there money involved, but it distorted all the investment over these periods of time. And the biggest distortion that it encourages debt. It encourages debt for a lot of people, but in particular government. And as long as our government is able to print the reserve currency, it's going to limp along, even though our economy is limping along. But that will come to an end. And right now we're starting to see the whole thing coming apart. I mean, we look at Detroit as an example. We see what's happening in Greece. They're worrying about what's going to happen, after Greece is recognized as actually totally bankrupt. There'll be other countries. This distortion has been going on for so long. Most people think that when governments print money, that the only thing that happens is that prices go up as a consequence of inflation. And a lot of that is true, and it's a serious problem and destroys the middle class and the poor. But to me, the bigger distortion is the lack of pricing for money and causing people to do dumb things. And that's why they overbuild and overinvest and governments overspend. And then you have the Keynesians still in charge that says that the solution for this is just to spend more money and print more money, and that's coming to an end. The day of reckoning is at hand.
Undoubtedly, the day of reckoning came a long time ago for Greece and areas of Africa and Latin America. There seems to be this arrogant idea that it can't ever happen here. But if you look at the real numbers, 0.2 growth, that's with the Cook numbers. For most Americans, we've been in a very long recession.
Yes, and, even the figures that came out today on the employment, unemployment down to 5.3%, not recognizing or admitting, that 646,000 dropped out of the workforce. And we have more people, 93 million people unemployed and out of the workforce. And that if you look at full-time jobs, it's a disaster, even though they claim there were a lot of new jobs, but they were part-time jobs, so there's a few new jobs. And then they fudge the unemployment figures. But it's all, in the system. And even the people who know these are fudge figures still play along because they know that the majority will play along and they think there's another buck to be made, in trading. But the markets are more powerful than the Fed and in governments, and markets will rule. A lot of people would always say, keep an eye on the Fed on what they're doing. But the Fed needs to keep an eye on the market because the market eventually will take over. Just like the market finally took over when they claimed that the dollar was worth $35, an ounce, and that was not true. So the governments will lie to us. They'll get away with it for a long time. There will be an illusion and a false trust, and we will benefit tremendously because we have a military might and because we have this privilege of issuing the reserve currency of the world. But, you know, the obligations that we have, the unfunded obligations over $2 trillion, you know, $200 trillion, that is not going to be paid. And the only argument that goes on with these countries, like in Greece and others, is who's going to get stuck? And the bankers are worried they're going to get stuck, and that's what they argue about. But the debt will not be paid, and we cannot pay our debt. It's just a matter of time. The people say, well, tell me when. Well, nobody knows the exact moment or the exact event, but you can tell when the foundation has eroded, and the foundation not only of our economic system but the world financial system like no other time in history has been eroded, and there's going to be serious problems because there will have to be a correction of this, and you can't correct it with more spending and more debt, which is what they're trying to do.
And then we add the Puerto Rico situation, and then we've got thousands of counties that are on the edge or already bankrupt. We've got multiple states that fiscally are worse off than Greece. I mean, the U.S. really is on the same debt path as Greece. And my concern is the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It seems like this bubble is so mega massive that when it does implode and we're so non-self-sufficient, back when your parents, and I guess you as a young man, went through the Great Depression, people were much more resilient. Now people are not agrarian. We were 90% rural, 10% urban. Now we're 90% urban, 10% rural. We have a real depression in this country. I just absolutely fear for my children.
There's reason to be fearful because the work ethic is not with us at all. People believe that they are owed a living. People in Greece, you know, you sympathize with them to a degree because the banks have ripped off the system for so long, but that doesn't eliminate the responsibility of the individuals who have benefited from this. Free money, whether it's student aid or houses and these sort of things, It's been there for a long time, and right now there's many people in Greece who are really determined. They hate this austerity thing. Of course, I can't stand the idea that the IMF is running the show or the European Union is running the show. It should be liquidated. But they're retiring at the age of 56 with full benefit, and we have that same problem here. This is what brought Detroit down, and I imagine every state has problems, but unemployment's a big problem, but it's the retirement funds. And our retirement system, our Social Security system is not solvent, nor is the medical care system. It sounds great. We're going to take care of you. It's an affordable care system. Well, you know, the medical system we're having shoved down our throats is unaffordable care system, but the market will eventually rule, and people will have to face up to their predicament. And right now, people are getting a little more nervous about the fact, even those poor people in Greece, they went along with it, and now all they want to do is get $100 out a month to live on, and the government has, you know, capital control, how much money you can take out. And that has never worked in the past. It just causes the next country to try to beat the system. So there'll be other countries, including this country, people will try to get out of the system and maybe get their money out of the bank.
Well, for me, that's what really shows us that we're getting close to the big event that you've been warning about coming closer, is that all over the West, elites are hoarding cash, holding gold, trying to restrict the public from doing it. The TSA announced next year, if the states don't have real ID, federally approved IDs, you won't be able to fly an internal passport. We now have, speaking of medical tyranny, forced inoculations bill signed in California. We've got the Supreme Court now legislating from the bench, clearly. It seems like the bottom is falling out. A, do you agree with that? And then B, where does it go from here?
Well, yes, the bottom is falling out, and this is the big problem, because it's unsustainable, and eventually that the people will have to, you know, recognize this, and something else has to change. The system is not viable. threat. There's always this willingness to try to prop it up, like we did in 08 and 09. We propped it up. But the debt is illiquid. It's not worth anything. The sooner you liquidate the debt is better. You cannot preserve the debt. My argument is, and you alluded to this, is the fact that, you know, this is big problems for everybody, and people are going to lose a lot of wealth, and even some wealthy people are going to lose out. But everybody has to adjust to the fact that there will be a change, and there will be a liquidation, and there will be living beneath our means. We live way beyond our means, but it's what we do about it. If we keep doing the wrong things, it'll last too long. This is already this recession, which is really a depression, is lasting too long. So if we do this, what we have to preserve is our liberty. Because if we do, if we eliminate all our wealth and have our liberties, where you just eliminate all those things you just listed here and what our government's going to do, we would be back on our feet rather shortly. But that's where the real crisis is. Now, if we don't build our strength on those individuals who know and understand what liberty is all about, we're going to lose our wealth, we're going to further lose our liberty, and all this is going to be available to some guy walking in with a white horse and say, I'm in charge now. If you listen to what I'm going to do, I will deliver you from all the tragedy that exists. And it's not a man on a white horse that's going to save us. It's somebody who understands and gets that 8 or 9% that's necessary to lead us in the ways of a more free society, because that's what's counting. So people shouldn't be discouraged and say, oh, this is overwhelming. How are you going to get 51% to give up their benefits? No, you're not going to. But you could get more people in leadership positions, and that's where I think we're making some progress. But we have a tough job ahead because we have to convince the majority of people that they cannot find their answers in more government.
Former Congressman Ron Paul is our guest, Institute for Peace and Prosperity.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We've only got a few minutes left. Looking at this, I brought up the whole issue, and you brought up the issue of the financial crisis being front and center. But as you mentioned, historically, totalitarianism comes out of a collapse, and then the countries never emerge out of their hellish existence. If we have some of our liberties intact, we can quickly bounce back. But also war follows that, and we have just extreme examples of funding radicals against Syria, funding radicals against Russia in Crimea, really aggressive, megalomaniacal, reckless actions by the governing elite. You've been up in Congress for many years. You served the military. Is it just that we know more about it now, so it seems like the government's more out of control, or is the government more out of control? Because it seems like on every front, they're just power-grabbing as fast as they can. Texas is grabbing its gold from the Federal Reserve. The Germans want it back. I mean, if you look at what's going on, it looks like they're getting ready for something big.
Yeah, and they are, and I think the worse things get, the more of this you'll see, because they won't admit the problem. They won't admit that they don't have enough wealth and money to bribe everybody and give them benefits. And that's when it's coming to an end. And right now we are facing that, and I think it is obviously going to be very, very serious. The governments will do what is necessary to maintain their control, but it can come out better. I know what you're talking about, how so often this leads to war. As a matter of fact, you know, many people say, thank goodness for FDR. He had this World War II and got us out of the Depression. What nonsense is that? But we had a revolution, and it's one of the rare things in history where the people who were involved in the revolution to beat the authoritarians actually ended up with more liberty. That if you look at you know, what happened after World War I and the Depression and Hitler coming in charge and opening up the doors to communism, that the 20th century has proved that fascism and communism you know, has failed. I think it's more apparent to the world that communism of the Stalin type has failed, and nobody's advocating that. But I'm frightened by the people who are carelessly drifting into this. Well, we need big government, big drug companies, big medicine, everybody in partnerships with the government. And that is where our biggest problem is, and too many people are going along with this because you find that in both political parties.
Yes, sir. In closing, looking at election 2016, Rand Paul in all the early polls and at CPAC year after year and in New Hampshire and other areas was leading, but by ignoring him and then the guy behind him, Ted Cruz,
they have now basically in new polls focused on Jeb and Trump. And I think Trump clearly will get a bunch of more libertarian support and then drag it away from other candidates and then drop out for Jeb. And then Hillary's campaign head was at Bilderberg in Austria this year. We were there covering it, and no one else from other candidates. So it looks like she's the one that they're pushing for. Is there any way you see in this upcoming election to reach out to the public and explain to them how they're being conned so that we can get a Senator Rand Paul? And I know he's your son, but Ted Cruz supported TPP, and I'm really upset with him about that. And your son, of course, valiantly didn't, and so they're doubling down on money against him, both Republicans and Democrats. I know you don't want to get involved in the election. You want to stay neutral on that, but just as an American watching another sickening spectacle, I mean, imagine President Hillary.
Well, it's going to be a disaster, and they're pretty much in charge, and Rand is the alternative to the whole system. Because he's the only one that's suggesting that we should have a less militaristic foreign policy. He's been on the right side of challenging the Federal Reserve system, and he's been good on civil liberties. But the establishment is very, very powerful, but, and we have to recognize that. But eventually, though, the only thing that really counts is reaching out and changing people's hearts and minds, and then the political system will reflect those changes. Right now, there are too many Americans who either don't care, don't pay attention, or think these wars are wonderful. But you mentioned the wars that are going on, and that contributes tremendously to our bankruptcy and tremendously to building enemies around the world. And when we get in worse financial shape, believe me, they're not going to be bashful about coming back at us. So right now, with all the candidates except Rand, they're only going to make things much worse as far as I'm concerned.
It must be amazing after all your hard work and success promoting liberty to see your son being the only person out of a field of like 11 candidates who's being called radical just because 50 years ago he'd be called middle of the road. He's just promoting basic, sane Americana ideas, and I hope and pray that we can get him the nomination. But regardless, running, he'll help educate people just like you did to tens of millions, and the young people are waking up as well. Former Congressman Ron Paul, congratulations on your successful TV and radio shows, and great job of your crew down there. Thank you for all your time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Have a great fourth. Wow. Well, what a great present to the InfoWars audience to have Ron Paul, his first live video interview. He's been on with us since 1996, hundreds of times. First time he's been on with us live via video from his amazing studios. So just so exciting to have him on. Again, I don't get giddy when I meet professional football players or basketball players or even movie stars. And I know some of the biggest movie stars out there. And it's interesting. It's fun, especially if you're a fan of them. But Ron Paul, I mean, that's founding father material right there. That's the real deal. Just a decent, honorable person. Look how good he looks at almost 80. We were watching via the free feeds at InfoWars.com/show. I mean, just a blessed man with a whole bunch of grandkids and, you know, standing up, working harder now than he ever did. His mind sharper than ever. And then you compare that to the slobs at the Republican leadership and Democratic leadership that are selling this country out. And Ron Paul speaks every week to packed halls of sometimes 20,000 young people, on average about 5,000. I mean, he's come to Austin and spoke outside when 20,000 people show up. That's the antidote to the young people that don't know what planet they're on. And I want to play again this clip. Mark Dice is up on DrudgeReport.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from in 1776. Here it is.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that it's our independence. That's why we have the
fire. From the South.
And that tells you how silly and stupid Americans truly are. All right, I'm Jerry Williams, and this is the Jerry Williams Show. Let's go ahead and end up the show. God bless each and every one of you. We'll talk to you later. Let's end it with a little who and who are you. God bless. Happy 4th of July. Keep safe.